Whammo. LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode number 130. This is the podcast where we are reading through the Bible in a year. My name is Steve Webb, and I'm your host. Thank you for being with me today. I'd love to hear from you. Write to me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. Today's reading will be Job 37 and 38. If you'd like to know what Bible translation I'm using today, that information is at bible.lifespringmedia.com. Look for episode 130. I haven't talked to you lately about my book. It's called Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide, and every name in the Bible is included. That's almost 7,600 names. And no matter what English translation you use, my book will help you pronounce every name with ease. Listen to this comment that Patricia left on my YouTube channel. She said, "The most easily broken down pronunciation of Bible names I've found on the internet. Finally purchased the book for my nephew who struggles with some words in the Bible. He is a pastor. I don't know why he does not look up the word, but nevertheless, I thought the book, as well as the PDF version, would be a nice gesture. Great job, Mr. Webb." Well, thank you very much, Patricia. See, I've said it many times before, even pastors can benefit from my book. But it's great for anyone who reads the Bible. A lot of people just skip the big, long, complicated Bible names, but knowing how to pronounce them really does increase your enjoyment of reading God's Word. I'd like to give you a free chapter, all the names that begin with the letter A, so you can see for yourself how easy it is. And when you decide to buy, remember to use promo code PODCAST for a 25% discount. Where? Well, it's over at EasyBibleNamesGuide.com, available as PDF, MP3, or softcover book. That's EasyBibleNamesGuide.com. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we open your word today, I ask God that your Holy Spirit would just open it up to us, Lord. Touch our eyes, touch our ears, touch our heart, Lord. Let us see what it is you have for us today. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's begin. Job chapter 37. The thunder and lightning frighten me. My heart pounds in my chest. Listen to God's thundering voice. Listen to the sound coming from his mouth. He sends his lightning to flash across the whole sky. It lights up the earth from one end to the other. After the flashes of lightning, you can hear his roaring voice. He thunders with his wonderful voice. And while his voice thunders, the lightning flashes continue. God's thundering voice is amazing. He does great things that we cannot understand. He says to the snow, "Fall on the earth," and he says to the rain, "Pour down on the earth." He does this to stop everyone's work and to show the people he made what he can do. The animals run into their dens and stay there. Whirlwinds come from the south. The cold winds come from the north. God's breath makes ice and freezes even large bodies of water. He fills the clouds with water and scatters his lightning through them. He orders the clouds to be blown all around the earth. The clouds do whatever he commands. He causes the clouds to punish people with floods or to water his earth and show his love. Job, stop for a minute and listen. Think about the wonderful things God does. Do you know how God controls the clouds? Do you know how he makes his lightning flash? Do you know how the clouds hang in the sky? This is just one of the amazing works of the one who knows everything. All you know is that you sweat, your clothes stick to you, and all is still and quiet when the heat wave comes from the south. Can you help God spread out the sky and make it shine like polished brass? Job, tell us what we should say to God. We cannot think of what to say because of our ignorance. I would not tell God that I wanted to talk to him. That would be like asking to be destroyed. A person cannot look at the sun. It is too bright as it shines in the sky after the wind blows the clouds away. In the same way, God's golden glory shines from the holy mountain. He is surrounded by the brightest light. We have seen that God all-powerful really is all-powerful, but he is just and never treats anyone unfairly. That is why people fear and respect him. He shows no respect for those who think they are wise. Job chapter 38. From out of a storm, the Lord said to Job, "Why do you talk so much when you know so little? Now get ready to face me. Can you answer the questions I ask? How did I lay the foundation for the earth? Were you there? Doubtless you know who decided its length and width. What supports the foundation? Who placed the cornerstone while morning stars sang and angels rejoiced? When the ocean was born, I set its boundaries and wrapped it in blankets of thickest fog. Then I built a wall around it, locked the gates, and said, 'Your powerful waves stop here. They can go no further.' Did you ever tell the sun to rise, and did it obey? Did it take hold of the earth and shake out the wicked like dust from a rug? Early dawn outlines the hills like stitches on clothing or sketches on clay. But its light is too much for those who are evil, and their power is broken. Job, have you ever walked on the ocean floor? Have you seen the gate to the world of the dead? And how large is the earth? Tell me if you know. Where is the home of light, and where does darkness live? Can you lead them home? I'm certain you must be able to, since you were already born when I created everything. Have you been to the places where I keep snow and hail, until I use them to punish and conquer nations? From where does lightning leap, or the east wind blow? Who carves out a path for thunderstorms? Who sends torrents of rain on empty deserts where no one lives? Rain that changes barren land to meadows green with grass. Who is the father of the dew and of the rain? Who gives birth to the sleet and the frost that fall in winter, when streams and lakes freeze solid as a rock? Can you arrange stars in groups such as Orion and the Pleiades? Do you control the stars or set in place the Big Dipper and the Little Dipper? Do you know the laws that govern the heavens, and can you make them rule the earth? Can you order the clouds or send a downpour, or will lightning flash at your command? Did you teach birds to know that rain or floods are on their way? Can you count the clouds or pour out their water on the dry, lumpy soil? When lions are hungry, do you help them hunt? Do you send an animal into their den? And when starving young ravens cry out to me for food, do you satisfy their hunger?" Well, in chapter 37, Elihu talks of how he is frightened of the awesome power of God that he sees in thunder and lightning. If you have ever been in a storm like Elihu was talking about, it is truly awe-inspiring. But I'm a Southern California native. I've been here most of my life, except for 2 years when I was 7 and 8 years old. We rarely have thunderstorms here, and when we do, they're nothing like the ones I've seen when I was visiting other parts of the country. Here, they rarely last for more than a few minutes. They don't go on and on like I've seen in other places, with lightning and thunder coming from all around. My son Tim and his wife Val are living in Florida now, about 20 minutes southwest of Disney World. A couple of months ago, he made a video call from his phone while they were out shopping. A thunderstorm had already been going on for about a half an hour, and the rain was just pouring down in buckets with thunder and lightning happening probably 2 or 3 times a minute, maybe more. It was crazy. We stayed on that call for about a half an hour, and it was still going on when we ended the call. We just don't get that kind of weather here. My point is, though, even if we did, seeing that kind of display is only a faint shadow of the power of God. Think of it this way. I don't know if God used a Big Bang to bring the universe into existence or if it all just appeared the way it is by His Word. It doesn't really matter to me, but here's the thing. Scientists say that the universe seems to be expanding in all directions, and they say it's because of the explosion that they call the Big Bang. Imagine the power of that. An explosion that is still in motion after all those years. And what was the cause of it? God's Word. God said, "Let there be," and whammo, it happened. And it's still going. Yes, God's power is something else. And yes, we should have a respect for His power, and a fear even, if we do not have a relationship with Him. But get a hold of this concept. Even with all of this power, this God with infinite power and infinite knowledge, This God who is everywhere at once, who is outside of time and space, wants so much to have a relationship with us that he gave all of that up to inhabit a human body for 33 years and then suffer an excruciating death and then a glorious resurrection in order to pay the price for our sin so that we could be in relationship with him. If he would do that, then I don't fear him like Elihu did. I worship him. I adore him. I owe everything to him. And I look forward to the day when I see him face to face, when I have no doubt that I will fall on my knees at his presence. Some of my favorite chapters in the entire Bible are Job 38 through 41, when God finally responds to Job. And I'll talk more about those chapters in the next two visits to the book of Job. I invite your comments. Write to me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. Tomorrow we're going to read Jeremiah 32 through 36. Remember to visit easybiblenamesguide.com. Get your free chapter, take a look, and then when you decide to buy, use promo code PODCAST to get 25% off anything that you purchase there. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Thank you for joining me today. Bye.